Welcome to CSEK News, the only news source in the North truly dedicated to local stories on the ground. CSEK News addresses the diverse needs of the underserved communities between Burns Lake and Haida Gwaii through firsthand stories and in-depth interviews. CSEK News funding is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially support campus and community radio stations in Canada, as well as the Government of Canada. We are your hosts, Pam Hassan and Dan Messick, and we are on the dial at 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. Our call letters are CSEK, and we are broadcasting from the unceded Gitindam territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Follow CSEK News online at smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Smithers Community Radio.
Today on CSEK News, over the past couple of weeks, on the northwest corner of the Bulkley Valley District Hospital, a mural has been taking shape. A mural painted by the Raven Takwata Collective that has been in the works for years. This is yet another giant mural the collective has painted in the last few years, at least 9 or 10 of them to be known. But this is the first in the north on public infrastructure, the once drab gray concrete of a hospital. And although it has already transformed the aesthetic look of the BVDH, the collective hopes this may pave the way for other artists to beautify public buildings that have long remained dull. Today, we'll join Raven Takwata members Facundo Gastizoro and Stephanie Anderson as they put the finishing touches on their latest work, which pays respect to the healthcare workers and our collective ability to finally come together after years of unprecedented individual isolation. Stay with us.
Like, this is just kind of like outline.
I'm just doing an outline so I don't, if I mistake it, I can fix it.
Yeah.
Like, I can look at it from afar and say, oh, it's okay. Oh, it's not.
Yeah, this is another technique. Instead of making a grid, you just place random tapes. You take a picture, you know, and that,
I take a picture and I place this thing, the drawing on the picture
really?
With these things.
Okay.
And now, because it's one of the main problems doing things in big scale and you being far, being close, is proportions are getting, they get complicated, you know?
Yeah. Like, have things, techniques and that changed since you guys started working together? Like, figuring out how to do stuff like this better?
I was going to do this thing. We just learned a bunch of things doing this one. It's the first, doing this part here. It's the first time we do this technique of the taping. And we just learned a bunch of things about it. You know, having a reference, horizontal reference, to make sure that it's not askew.
Oh, yeah.
This was askew. So I had to make do. So now I need to make that color, which in my mind is this color. Here that's the dark, and I need to make a lighter one.
To mirror, you know,
see how this color is this color. So, and that color is peacock blue. It's important to have it all like, you know, like notes and stuff like that, because you have like 7 colors to this piece. And they're all kind of the same if you look at them. So you need to have notations and markers. And
yeah, they're super subtle, like subtle changes.
Yeah. Shake it up. Shake it down. Yeah.
So this is the last, is this the last piece, but you still have to seal it?
No.
No. It's all good. So you just paint this and then it's, you guys sign it?
Yeah. Today is paint and doing this thing and sign it. And in the way we go. So like we learned a bunch of things over the years working, like how to preserve our paints.
One thing that we did, he was asking about techniques.
And this one we did, I used one before, but not this specific one. A gun, spray gun. Then you can load this acrylic paint on it instead of using a spray paint. So we can match the colors. We can use the colors that we use for one thing over the others. And made a huge fades of like 20 feet fading from one side to another, which is really hard to achieve. And I can say that we are happy with it, eh?
Oh yeah, definitely happy. Added like a whole glow to the artwork, having such a big gradient of color going up the wall.
So that was this time you used that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a handheld spray gun, electric spray gun, very versatile, very easy to use. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of quite heavy, eh?
Because this is pretty thick, like acrylic paint is pretty thick paint.
Mm-hmm. And the one we use is super thick. We use really good paint when we can find it. So we don't, because we don't use two hands, we use one hand of one coat. So because when you do a perfect line, you don't want to go and fuck around with the line again, you know, you just want to, that's the define. Yeah. So when we can, we use gray paint, so we pave through the nose, but we don't care.
Yeah, you do it once.
Yeah. Can you bring me the darker? See, like, this is the... You see all the dots? You can see the dots, but you... If you are there, you just see the shade.
Yeah.
The dots are good. Are really... I really like them, you know? We did express the spatter. But those things disappear as you move away.
Yeah.
Sounds like this mural has been in the works for a long time, Facundo. How did it come together, and what does it mean?
What it means is it's a hug, it's an embrace, no? That's for sure. I like to keep it open so the viewer can put their own meaning. It's we propose something and the viewer need to put the emotion that they desire or they're ready to put on it. That being said, it's obviously an embrace. It's a hug of to people, something that we was not be able to do for a long time. This design was made during the time of COVID. So that's pretty much it for me, you know? The meaning of these figures I'm painting now, this other togetherness, is an adult and a child sitting on a bench, and they are hugging, and you have the head of the kid over the shoulder of the adult. Could be, you see, again, you could be a... Could be a male adult with a ponytail. Could be a female. We don't know. I don't know. The figures are populated by... The rest of the mural are populated by the work of Stephanie Anderson here. So we have a mountain with a... outline. Can you talk about that? What is the figures on the, like, the berries and all that?
Well, in the blue figure, we have the mountain below, which kind of represents the land, that we're all rooted in the land, that everything is coming up from the land base. Above it, we have the silhouette of an eagle. up in the sky. We've got the clouds coming over top and it's looking up, so it's like the energy's moving up kind of motion. And radiating out from the sun, we have the big orange ray going around. And again, it's all of the kind of that energy coming from the base, coming up from the land, and we represent that with the huckleberries that are kind of coming up and wrapping around the whole piece.
That's berries. That's, I didn't ever ask you. These huckleberries have some kind of specific meaning or something?
They're delicious.
They're delicious.
Yeah, when I think of berries, those are the berries that I want to draw. Those are the berries that I want to pick, and those are the ones I want to see, and I want my purple stained fingers. That's what I think of. If I choose to draw a berry, I want to draw huckleberries.
I guess after doing, Facundo said this is number 9 for the collective, so after doing that many together, what are some of the things that kind of stand out, or some of the ideas and camaraderie that has been created?
We have a lot of respect for each other and integrity of our artistic visions, and I think we've developed a unique style that we can achieve together and you know, consistently build upon and elaborate and change and grow. We always seem to have a lot of land-based plants in our work. I think between all of us, we really enjoy bringing it back to the plants and the animals. And of course, we all love turquoise. We paint a lot of turquoise.
Oxidized copper,
yeah.
One thing that was mentioned was this is the first public building hospital in northern BC to receive a mural like this. That might be setting a little bit of a precedent for the future. How does that kind of feel to hear that?
Oh, I think it sounds amazing, because, you know, hospitals in general, they seem to be they're institutionalized, right? And to have one open up and be, you know, willing to have this large scale artwork put on it, it's pretty incredible. We're hoping that, you know, with this project setting a precedent on this building, we're hoping that it follows suit, and maybe it'll open more doors for more artists to do the same across Canada, really, especially across BC.
Facundo, you were saying that once this was out there, the concept was out there, it kind of got noticed by the hospital administration here, and they really kind of worked to get the approval so that this could happen. Tell me about that process and you know, how you're feeling about finally seeing something like this come together.
Well, I feel amazing because I want to paint this thing for a long, long time. This hospital, I have great feelings for this building. My 2 kids was born here. And I always done I been here. I feel protected. I feel taken care of. The people here always, like the nurses and the doctors, are always treating me really well. And in vulnerable moments, you know, like when you're having your first kid, and you don't feel judged, and you feel protected and guided and not constrained by the system and the institutions in general. They're never been kind to me personally, and I was surprised about that, and how the feeling I have for this building and this place I got, and I want then that happened to a lot of people. The healthcare and institutions, they don't have a great story. They have a story of neglect and abuse, towards a lot of people and towards First Nations people in particular. And I don't want that to happen. I want that at least in this manner that we have like First Nations art on the wall of the building, maybe it's gonna welcome more and foster a better relationship.
Then we are two now in this moment, in this
moment here on the wall, but Raymond Tacuara, we are four painters, four artists, and that's Stephanie Anderson, Amanda Hugon, Travis
Hebert,
and me, Facundo Gastiazoro.
So Facundo, you mentioned you drew up this concept during COVID, and you posted it on social media, but there was no real kind of idea where this was going to go. You just kind of wanted to do this and had this vision in your mind. So how did this get picked up? Who saw this, and what happened next to make this happen?
It's a guy here, it's a nurse, and he's called Robbie Dunbar. Then he kind of put the thing on his shoulder and I guess with Cormac, they battled the beast of the bureaucracy of Northern Health. And I think battle, because I wasn't there, so I don't know how much of a battle it was, but... But they took it on and they championed it, and now it's possible. This mural has been, and they wrote grants for it, and to the Wet'suwet'en. Wet'suwet'en, this is supported by the Wet'suwet'en Community Forest, and by the... How do you call this thing? Bukli Valley Arts Fest. No, Bukli Valley
Arts Council.
The Bukli Valley Arts Council supports arts in this valley in so many ways. Like the insurance we need to be able to do these things is provided by them. If you become a member, you will get covered by their insurance, so you can do projects of art that involves machines, lifts, and you know, put humans in high places. No, so we are very happy to be able to have their support.
All right, thanks so much, both of you.
No, thank you, man.
That was Facundo Gastiazoro and Stephanie Anderson, two members of the Raven Tacuara Collective. Coming up next, my conversation with Cormac Hickish, the Health Services Administrator for Northern Health.
My name is Cormac Hickish. I'm the Health Service Administrator for Northern Health for the Smithers area and Smithers, Houston, East Lake. I'm here in Smithers tonight.
Great, Cormac. Thanks so much for being with us here on CICK News. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, there's a new mural on the Bulkley Valley District Hospital, and a bit of an interesting story how that mural came to be. And it sounds like you had a bit of a major role, a key role in seeing this mural come to life. So maybe tell me a little bit about how this first started.
Well, the hospital at Bulkley Valley District in Smithers is an older hospital and not the most attractive for anyone who's been there and received the services there. It could always use an uplift. And I think it was about a year ago, one of our ER nurses, clinical practice leaders, Robbie, came to my office. Robbie's always good for ideas about equipment or other ideas around the hospital. And he was very excited, and he wanted to talk to me about a mural, about this mural idea. And Smithers is so blessed with incredible art in various buildings around town, and he had done some sleuthing, and I don't know quite where the idea came from, but he had this concept of putting a mural on the hospital here in Smithers. So he got me excited. I've always try, you know, in the years I've been working here, I've always tried to explore ways to beautify the facility, and the mural concept just made sense. And so a small group of us associated with the hospital started doing a bit of work in the background about, you know, what would it take to put a mural on a public building, and what are the decision-making processes to make that happen? How do you get an artist, and how are you going to pay for it? What is a mural? You know, how does a mural even come to be? So we brought together a number of key people involved in that. So I was certainly one of those, but you know, there's a story to be told that's led up to the mural that's on site today.
You know, that's great to hear. I guess one of the things is that it's, you know, it's often not a simple task to go about putting a mural this size on a building, any building for that matter. But obviously, being a public building, there's, you know, some approvals and kind of some legwork to do to make sure that happens. But what was your experience kind of bringing that to life, or allowing it to be brought to life? And what was the, I guess, the reaction from some of your colleagues when this first came up, noting that this is a bit of a first, having this type of mural this size on such a building?
Yeah, well, the first thing we did was try and think through a way that would allow for good community involvement and art community involvement in particular. So we approached the Bulkley Valley Arts Council, which is a nonprofit society based in the Bulkley Valley, focused on the creation and sustainment of the arts. And so through their board of directors, they got equally excited about this mural at the hospital project. And so we started talking through what a good process would be, an appropriate process. So with my background in administration and with the leadership of the Bulkley Valley Arts Council, we came together with a bit of a plan. And so we the first was trying to find some funding. As a healthcare service provider, our budgets aren't really intended for art. So we were able to go through some granting applications, and we're fortunate to get a Wetsinkwa Community Forest grant for the proposed mural, and then the Bulkley Valley Arts Council also secured some funds. And so I think they were able to cobble together enough that we felt that we could move forward. And so the Arts Council then led out an expression of interest approach, and with help from myself and a few others, set up a selection committee with a local family doctor, a couple of board members from the Arts Council, one of our Indigenous patient liaison worker, and we struck the selection committee. We had a representative from Tribe River Métis Association, and we were able to look at a number of submissions, and then made a selection. And we were very excited to announce the artist, a local collective. Facundo is the lead proponent, as you already talked to Facundo. So the Raven Takuara Art Collective was selected, and the art they submitted was just stunning, just an incredible piece of work. And they agreed to take it on with the granting amount we had, and Facundo approached me about 3 weeks ago saying, hey, I'd like to start May 31st, I think he said he would start. And so they worked for the last 2 weeks. They worked every day. They did two night shifts. They had to do stenciling at night with projectors, and then followed up with painting the very next day. And every day they were at, and the work was completed just last Friday. So it's the paint's still almost fresh. It's still almost wet. It's a beautiful piece of art. And in terms of, you know, from a Northern Health perspective, I had nothing but broad support for the concept from our executive team. I had some really good support administratively from, you know, the folks that work on contracts and facility maintenance. So a lot of excitement, certainly within the health administration side, that this got underway and completed. And I mean, I'd love to chat a bit about the impact. I mean, it's this morning I went to work. I got to work about 8:15, and there was a father with his young son sitting on the concrete barricade. And I know the two of them because I'd seen them biking by the hospital a few times in the last 2 weeks. And the boy is not even 2 years old, and he points up at the mural and says, "Art, art." And his, you know, father and son were spending a precious few minutes together before his father goes off to work for 10 days out of town. So he's spending his last moments just showing his son the mural. I saw Mark Perry drop by one evening. I think I was leaving the hospital. I saw on Facebook Alex Cuba and his father came by. It's just wonderful to see people biking by, walking by. Sometimes you'll see people do a second look and then they walk around, see the whole thing. It's incredible. The positivity, the engagement, and people just really appreciating the work that Facundo and the team have done there at the hospital.
Nice. Just the last thing for you, Cormac, you know, you mentioned kind of the impact there. Obviously, you know, a lot of these types of buildings are concrete. They're pretty gray. This building now, the Bogle Valley District Hospital, is not that. It's super bright, a lot of bright colors with this new mural and kind of raising the bar, so to speak. Do you see this becoming more of an attraction for other buildings, other hospitals, public buildings in the region, maybe even across the province, seeing the success of this one now?
I think so. You know, I'm sure concepts like this have been discussed, are being discussed. They take time and energy, right? It takes a community group, typically a nonprofit society, to get involved. It takes work on behalf of the host agency, in this case, a hospital. You know, it takes some fundraising. So it takes a fair number of people to make it work. And then it takes trust in an artist and the artistic process. You know, that piece of art was created without direction from the host, from us as a host. It was, we trusted the artistic process, and that's an incredible piece. So I think other organizations, health and otherwise, will take note and will take interest. If Facundo and I are dreaming and scheming about this being phase one, and with the right energy and community support, maybe with a bit more fundraising, maybe we can do a phase two, maybe a phase three. Imagine the hospital becoming even more colorful in the coming years. I would love to see it continue to grow. That mural is hopefully just the start. Yeah, it's beautiful to see.
All right, Cormac, we'll leave it there for now, but thanks so much for your insight and your thoughts on this.
Thanks, Dan. That was fun. Yeah, glad. I hope people are coming around to take a look because it's worth it. It's worth the bike ride. It's worth the walk. It's worth the healthy, well journey up, and it's bringing joy to many people at a time when many people need it, when they're in and around a hospital. Yeah, thanks so much, Dan.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer, Pam Hassan, and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.